Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, on Martin Luther King Day this year, two students at the prestigious Boston Latin School launched a social media campaign called #BlackAtBLS.
#BlackAtBLS, when you're the only black student in your AP U.S. history course, and when slavery comes up, they all turn to you. #BlackAtBLS, when people can walk in the hall saying without fear of being reprimanded.
Seniors Maggie Noel and Kylie Webster-Cazo launched a citywide conversation on racism in Boston public schools. They've since testified to the school committee and met with Mayor Marty Walsh, who responded powerfully to their concerns on our show last week.
I think that, you know, every student, and again, I commend the two young women that were on the video talking about what they experienced, and no child should have, no young person should have to experience that.
Well, just how far has this conversation gone, though, and how much has changed, and what does the city's response mean to these two young women? Well, they join us now to talk about it. Maggie Noel and Kylie Webster-Cazo of the Boston Latin group Black Leaders Aspiring for Change and Knowledge. Welcome to both of you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first, let me ask you, I mean, people have seen the video that you put out and therefore have heard about the conversation you got started, but I wonder if you could just take a minute or two to describe your personal experiences as black students at Boston Latin School. Like, walk us through a day. What's it like?
You know, every single day, especially like when you're younger, you know, I started BLS in seventh grade. So like when you're younger, you know, when you go to school and you go in your classes and you don't necessarily see those who look like you, or you don't really learn about yourself or your culture, and you're always learning things from like a year, especially in history class, like you're always learning about things from one perspective, and, you know, we'll read books and they'll all be about the same kinds of things. So, you know, it's challenging. And definitely as you get older, you learn to deal with it. And, you know, that's kind of just the way that it is. So I think that school every single day, sometimes it can be challenging, but sometimes you do have great days. But I also think that it's kind of powerful,
right?
To be a student of color, especially at a school like ours.
I mean, were there particular things, though, that sort of pushed you over the threshold into wanting to start this campaign?
Yes, definitely. I think it was around all the work that I was doing. I'm president of the club. All the work that I was doing with the club that definitely motivated us to want to bring the conversation about being a person of color at BLS, being just a person of color in society. Wanted to bring that conversation about race and that to the forefront. And then definitely around the Ferguson verdict, we were like, wow, these are kids who we sit next to every day who are saying these things, and like they were retweeting
saying things like what?
You don't like it here, go back to Africa, or I'm going to scream the Pledge of Allegiance the next day in homeroom. Sorry if my freedom offends you. Or we should have never bought you. We should have never brought you here if you can't appreciate being here.
So these were your fellow students who were saying this on social media or in the halls of Boston Latin?
On social media.
On social media, okay.
Yeah. And there was even one kid who tweeted, he was like, oh, if anybody wants to fight me tomorrow or argue with me, come find me. And I'm like, wow, you don't speak in school. Whoa. And it was just really shocking. Like, they felt so comfortable online. You know, we all know that, you know, people feel more comfortable online to say certain things. But then it was like, we never ever had any speculation that people felt this way about people of color, about this topic.
Yeah. So, you guys, I have to say, were so eloquent and so intelligent in your use of social media, because really, like, the whole city started talking about this. And let's be honest, part of the reason why they did is because, you know, Boston Latin is Boston Latin,
yeah,
right? But on the other hand, it's a conversation that needed to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And so since then, you did testify in front of the school committee. Mm-hmm. You've met with Mayor Walsh. Tell me what that meeting was like.
The meeting with Mayor Walsh was, it was great. It was very great. The meeting with Mayor Walsh was myself and Maggie and a group of other students, most of them who were members of the Mayor's Youth Council, and it was just us, and it was just the mayor. And we were really just, you know, we were able to speak from the heart and really say what was on our minds, and it was just us and the mayor, and it was just a really personal conversation.
Yeah.
We definitely feel like he was there to listen to our concerns and understand our grievances, and he was there for our support and willing to move forward with us, and that was great to know we had his support.
Definitely.
And we do have the promises of some efforts towards change, you know, from both administration at Boston Latin and the school committee or the school district more broadly as a whole. I mean, on January 25th, Lynn Mooney Tita put out from the headmaster of Boston Latin put out this memo in which she outlined several changes that the school is immediately going to make, everything from establishing a structure to provide an opportunity for dialogue between students and school leadership to clarifying mechanisms by which students can report inappropriate or hurtful or degrading behavior that they encounter in the school community, to supporting plans for a teach-in, workshops for students under development of your group and other student-led cultural groups. Do you think these are meaningful changes?
I definitely do. They're definitely meaningful, and they're definitely great things and things that need to happen. We just have to make sure that, you know, that the students are involved in this process and that those who are affected by these issues day by day, their voices are really heard, not just heard their concerns, but heard in the things that they would like to see. So we think that the student involvement and the student role in making this happen along with our administration is crucial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely going off of what Kylie said. We definitely feel like those steps are the steps in the right direction, and we know change and reconciliation is on the horizon. But we also want to make sure that somebody brought up this point at their school committee meeting that adultism doesn't come into play, and to make sure that not only do we hold our administration accountable, but students are definitely involved, like the students who brought the issue to administration, the students who are going to be affected by the changes mm-hmm. are able to sit at the table and be there to help with the change.
Right.
Well, you know, as we hinted a little earlier, you guys got the whole district talking about race and student life across schools in Boston. And to that effect, I want to play one more piece of tape really quickly from Mayor Marty Walsh on our show, because he said pretty passionately in response to the issues that the two of you raised that he believes Boston does need to face its history on race relations.
I think that this goes deeper than what we're experiencing in Boston Latin. And I think some of the conversations that we have around race, we're going to be having around race this spring and summer, is really going to talk about what happened in the past and deal with the past. And I don't think Boston has truly ever dealt with the past around race. And I think that we've tried to kind of, I don't want to say push it aside, but sometimes we try to ignore it. And I think that this is really kind of putting it to the forefront that this conversation needs to happen, and not just happen in communities. This conversation has to happen in schools as well.
Well, on that note, let's pull in another voice here very briefly. Makiba McCreary, Chief of Staff for the Boston Public Schools, joining us from Roxbury. Makiba McCreary, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I was wondering if you could just comment on what you heard Mayor Walsh say in that piece of tape. I mean, how has this reverberated across Boston Public Schools?
Absolutely. I want to start just by saying how the first reaction that I know both myself and Dr. Chang had to Maggie and Kylie's YouTube video was absolute pride. They were not only eloquent, but were able to articulate the challenges that they were facing and that we've been facing for some time in all of our schools. And so I think in line with Mayor Walsh's sentiments, our position is that this is not something that happened overnight in our schools or in our city, and we won't be able to deconstruct it overnight. We did start yesterday by bringing all of our school leaders together for a half a day to do some really deep thinking about how race and tolerance for difference plays out in classrooms and schools and where our accountability is as adults.
Well, let me just ask you a quick question about that. Speaking of accountability, I mean, there are some what would seem to be quicker fixes that could be done here. I mean, one of the things that Maggie and Kylie brought up was that, you know, they say that they brought concerns to Boston Latin's headmaster last year, but didn't feel like they were acted upon quickly enough. I mean, isn't that something that can be fixed relatively easily?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've been able to reactivate our Office of Equity with new staff that was brought in about a month ago. And I think whenever there's a space for people's concerns to be heard, what we hope is that those concerns will come through and people will feel like they are encouraged, that they have somewhere to go to speak to those issues. I think the same thing is going to happen with Boston Latin School and with a headmaster in removing a lot of the layers of administration between students' concerns and her being able to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've just got about just over a minute, minute and a half to go. And Maggie and Kylie, I want to ask you, it goes by fast. I'm seeing your faces here. It does always go by pretty quickly. Since you launched the campaign, I'm wondering, you know, have things changed for you at school? Or maybe even more broadly, like, do you feel different as a student of color in school?
I feel different. I feel different. I just feel right. I think that's the best way to describe it. Because, you know, at first it was kind of like, who do we go to about these things? Like, who do we express what we're feeling to? Can we express what we're feeling? How will people react to how we're feeling? And in the beginning, when Maggie and myself made that video, there wasn't even much thinking about it. We just did it. But now that we did it, I just feel right.
Yeah.
And we definitely have gotten tons of support. So I definitely don't feel unsupported. And we're really thankful for that support. And, you know, there have been some students who have just been like, this is dumb. Like, who uses social media to advocate for things? And, you know, you just ignore it. But we've definitely gotten a lot of support. And we definitely got a lot of people who just want to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just feels right. I think we were talking about how we just want to thank everyone who, like, helped us out and all the alumni who just reminded us that we're not crazy. And, like, when these things happen to us, we're like, is this something that's supposed to happen to us? Is this something we're supposed to deal with? But knowing that we were able to unite everybody and to come together around the same issue and move forward knows that we're not crazy and we're doing the right thing.
And super quickly, you're both seniors, right?
Yes.
What's going to be next for you after graduation? Do you know yet?
We're still waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they got us.
Well, fingers crossed that you get whatever it is that you want. But I have confidence that the next steps you take will be in the right direction for both of you. Maggie Noel, senior at Boston Latin and co-founder of hashtag Black at BS and Black Leaders Aspiring for Change and Knowledge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Kylie Webster Kazo, also a senior at Boston Latin and also with Black Leaders Aspiring for Change and Knowledge. Thank you as well. And Makiba McCreary, a chief of staff for Boston Public Schools. Thank you for your perspective and for bringing the voice of BPS into this conversation.
You're very welcome.
We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.